ESPN 1000 presents The Fantasy Football Show with Jeff Meller. Hard-hitting fantasy info to help you land that job this weekend. Jeff Meller shares the latest news, injury updates, and tips to help you set your lineup. The Fantasy Football Show, presented by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey and brought to you in part by ETI School of Skilled Trades. Your football Sunday starts now with Jeff Meller on ESPN Chicago.
Merry playoffs to you. Merry Christmas Eve for those who celebrate. Happy holidays to those who don't. And if you just kicking back, relaxing on this Christmas Eve morning, feel free to jump on in. 312-332-3776 if you're getting ready for a full day of NFL action on this Sunday. It is indeed a Sunday. And so we've got a full slate of games in the NFL. Maybe not a full slate, actually, if we think about the fact that there were two yesterday and three on Monday. So it's actually not your normal NFL schedule on a week 16. But nevertheless, there's plenty of games for us to talk about. We will talk about tomorrow's games as well. I am Jeff Meller, and this is the Fantasy Football Show every Sunday morning during the football season right here on ESPN 1000, 7 to 8 a.m., where we talk fantasy football with you and get you set for all the latest information that you need to be aware of, news and notes coming your way, injury reports in the first segment, and then I'll take your calls again, 312-332-3776. As always, the Fantasy Football Show presented by the fine folks over at Tullamore Dew. And what better way to start your Christmas Eve than with a little nip of the fine Irish whiskey in your coffee, as I am celebrating right now. If you could hear that, I hope you did enjoy a swig with me. As always, again, I'll run through the latest injury news, take your calls throughout the show, and hopefully we'll have a beautiful way of starting this Christmas Eve morning. I know Jack McGrath is hanging back in the shop. He'll be screening your phone calls with us this morning. And then, of course, it is a Bears Sunday, so as your home of the Chicago Bears, we'll get you set with all the normal action that we do on a Bears Sunday, starting with your local pregame show. Chris Bleck and Adam Abdallah. I'm sorry, Tyler Aki will be in for Adam Abdallah, but usually it's Bleck and Abdallah. It's Bleck and Tyler this morning. They're getting you set at 11 a.m. The network pregame show will be up with Sylvie, Lance Briggs, and Deion Miller. That's coming your way at 1:30. And then, of course, the Bears will have kickoff against the Arizona Cardinals at Soldier Field, 3:25, an afternoon affair. And then Peggy and Yurko will have your post-game coverage. And then I will be back 2 hours after the game wraps up with Pat the Designer and Jason McKee with your post-game coverage right here on your home of the Chicago Bears, ESPN 1000. All right, let's get it underway, Jack. All right.
Wilson in motion, back to throw, looking downfield, a great catch by Hill. Breaks a tackle, touchdown Miami Dolphins.
All right, so I think we have some good news in this one. The latest reports per Ian Rappaport was that Tyreek Hill is in a far better place than he was last week. So that is encouraging news, and I think word is that the Dolphins are encouraged and hopeful that he'll be back. Of course, he's going to have to go through the typical pregame run-through to ensure that his ankle is back and ready to handle it, but that is good news. I think you're probably going to want to wait this one out. Again, we don't have definitive news yet. Usually overnight, we'll get the word that a player may be available, but that also is a 3:25 kick along with the Bears game. So just make sure you have an option to turn to in case Tyreek Hill cannot go. But again, that is an encouraging report from overnight from Ian Rappaport. So I think we feel good about using Hill. And at this point in the semifinals, I don't think you want to leave him on your bench. So this early, the best news would be to tell you that basically have an alternative in place in case for some reason he cannot go. Some more definitive news.
Nico wide left, Stroud takes the gift, throws to Nico on the slant, Nico into the end zone, touchdown Houston! C.J. Stroud to Nico Collins for six, and the Texans take the lead on Tampa Bay.
Some more definitive news. C.J. Stroud already been ruled out. He's still in concussion protocol. There was some good news about him overnight as well, but again, he's been ruled out. Nico Collins, the man on the other end of that touchdown pass, has a calf injury that he's still dealing with, but he is actually expected to be available for the Texans today when they take on the Cleveland Browns in Houston today. So Nico Collins, you know, don't love him necessarily with Case Keenum throwing him the ball. We really haven't seen that duo in action this year because Nico was out last week when Keenum was starting. But again, it's the semifinals, and, you know, I think sometimes you want to use the players who helped get you there, so I feel that. Nico's kind of in that, you know, early 20 range for me today for wide receivers, so you may have better options, but again, you may not. So if you were waiting on Nico Collins, looks like he'll be available. And Case Keenum was somewhat productive last week for the Texans, so I think I personally feel a little bit better about using him if Davis Mills was under center.
Ball to 44 of New Orleans in a tie game. Shotgun snap to Lawrence. In the pocket, throws on a cross. It's Kirk from left to right. Goes up the right sideline to the 30. Kirk inside the 20. Chase to the 10. Breaks the tackle at the 5. And Christian Kirk all the way. 44 yards for a Jacksonville touchdown. And the Jaguars grab a 30-24 lead.
All right, so Trevor Lawrence here for the Jacksonville Jaguars. They have a 3 o'clock kick. This one's a little bit tricky, too, but again, he traveled with the team, hopped on the team flight. That's good news. Dealing with a concussion, he actually completed the game for the Jaguars last week before he entered concussion protocol. But again, he was making progress. He practiced on Friday, and he did fly, so the Jaguars are hopeful that he will start for them today. But as you'll see, not everything is always so cut and clear with concussions. So that's a 3 o'clock kick. If you really want to use Trevor Lawrence, again, it's an enticing matchup against the Bucs secondary, which has really allowed teams all year long to really put up the points and yardage against them. So I get why you'd want to use Trevor Lawrence, but just make sure that you have someone else available in your back pocket. Again, a 3 o'clock kick for the Jaguars against the Bucs at Raymond James Stadium. So I'll tell you why here momentarily. We'll get to it with another player who is dealing with a concussion, but that is the case. Trevor Lawrence is expected to start for the Jaguars today, but with concussions, again, it's always a little bit more up in the air than with some other injuries when we get the word that they're expected to play overnight. So just be aware of that.
Minshew out of the gun. First and goal for the Colts at the 4. And they hand it off to Taylor. Left side, spinning his way towards the goal line. He's in. Touchdown for Jonathan Taylor.
JT off the injury report, set to return. So Jonathan Taylor, owners who survived his absence the last couple of weeks, well, you've got a very tasty matchup against the Atlanta Falcons inside the Mercedes-Benz Dome in Atlanta today. So that is good news. Get JT back in your lineup. He is ready to run for the Colts. And Jack, let's throw the other Colts wide receiver in this game that we're very aware of. Let's throw that highlight up next as well.
Minshew out of the gun. Shotgun snap. Looks to his right. In the end zone. Throws Michael Pittman. Touchdown. Touchdown, Michael Pittman. Ball game.
All right. So that was what I was referencing rather cryptically in the concussion protocol. This is one of the things that obviously sucks about just the worst, you know, one of the worst injuries that you can actually suffer, the concussion in football, because Michael Pittman had cleared protocol, had traveled with the Colts, but then he suffered some more concussion symptoms when they arrived yesterday in Atlanta. He's been ruled out, officially out, for the Falcons. So on Friday, if you were watching it and you thought he was set to play, I think the Colts were expecting to have him. But again, he shows signs of concussion yesterday and has been placed back in the protocol. So he's out for the Colts against the Falcons today, which also means get him out of your lineup. And of course, hoping for the best for Michael Pittman. Always scary dealing with concussion issues. So again, as you can see, though, they can really especially when you're in that first week, a lot of things can happen that can put you back in the protocol. So again, that's kind of why, with what happened with Michael Pittman, that's why you want to be aware of your Trevor Lawrence situation as well and have an option just in case he cannot go.
Snap, handoff Jacobs, cuts in the hole, right side at the one, pushing forward, touchdown Raiders! Josh Jacobs caps off a wonderful drive!
All right, so, and this is where things get a little bit tricky with the way the NFL has doled out the games all week for the holiday. Because the Raiders are set to play the Kansas City Chiefs on Monday afternoon. They are the noon kick on CBS, that game at Arrowhead Stadium. But I feel pretty good about saying you could probably hold off and be fairly confident that Josh Jacobs is going to play. He's dealing with that quad injury that kept him out last week. But Antonio Pierce sounded very confident on Friday that Josh Jacobs would be available for the Raiders. So I think you can probably hold him in your lineup and be fairly confident he will be a go. He's not somebody who I feel like you need a backup option. Again, this is where it gets tricky because obviously most of these games being played today with only three games on Monday. And the good news is, of course, that one is early in the day. But again, who are you going to turn to? And if something happened, your best bet would probably be Zamir White. But if you're somebody who was hoping that Zamir, if you don't have Josh Jacobs and you were hoping Zamir White could be a starter for you, I would say that those plans probably should change for you. You don't want to wait on Zamir White. You only want to use Zamir White if you're a Josh Jacobs owner and get the bad news abruptly on Christmas Day. So, but again, I don't think that's the case. As Antonio Pierce indicated, I think Josh Jacobs will be available. So if you were hoping for Zamir White, though, he's probably not going to be a good option for you in your semifinals.
Let's see if Kenneth Walker, who is at the side of Watt, first and goal at the one, shotgun snap, handoff, Walker gets a tight end block, knights his way in for a Seattle touchdown run, and they've scored again.
Kenneth Walker, big week last week on Monday Night Football for the Seahawks against the Eagles. I actually do have a, you know what, it's a perfect time to get into it. So Kenneth Walker expected to go with shoulder injury, so no worries there. But I will use a little anecdote. Tyler Aki and I were talking during the week last week. Actually, it was Monday afternoon, and he had the lineup dilemma. He was on the fence between Kenneth Walker and DeAndre Swift. And he went into that Monday night matchup trailing by 8 points. He was going up against AJ Brown. He had Dallas Goedert to roll for his roster. But then he had to make the running back decision between DeAndre Swift and Kenneth Walker. And I believe he was leaning towards DeAndre Swift. And this is where context means everything sometimes in fantasy football, and where you can use your late lineup locks on players like this to your advantage. And we talked it through a little bit in the office on Monday afternoon. And with him trailing by 8 points, might have been a little bit differently had he been up by eight, but trailing by 8 points with, you know, going up against the better fantasy player in AJ Brown, I basically said, hey, here's the issue. Every time the Eagles go down, if AJ Brown scores a touchdown, it makes it less and less likely, obviously, probability wise, that you're going to be able to make the comeback, because with AJ Brown scoring a touchdown, your two players would not be in Dallas Goedert and DeAndre Swift. So it's one thing to know that if AJ Brown scores a touchdown, your odds are going down. But they're actually going down by even more in that scenario if you play DeAndre Swift, because he can't score the touchdown because his team just scored the touchdown. So we talked it through a little bit, and in normal situations, I said, I think I'm with you. I would play Swift. However, because of the players you're up against, I think you have a slightly better chance of winning your matchup with Kenneth Walker in your lineup, because AJ Brown could still score touchdowns, and Kenneth Walker can still save your day because you're not losing the touchdowns every time A.J. Brown scores. Theoretically, Kenneth Walker can still score. And so we agreed his best play was probably Walker. He ended up starting Kenneth Walker, and he ended up being the difference between him advancing and not had he started DeAndre Swift. So I tell you that story just to keep in mind as things play out. Remember who you have playing on Monday as well, because again, there's three Monday games. So this is one of those game theory plays where as you're watching your game unfold, you may want to keep things like that in mind as you're setting your lineup throughout the holiday. All right, let's long story, but I thought it was worth a way to play it out. So let's fire the next highlight, Jack.
And now back the other way is Sky Moore. They fake it to him and shovel to McKinnon up the middle, untouched into the end zone for the touchdown. 6 yards, and the Chiefs strike first here in Kansas City with their first quarter points of the season, 6-0.
Remind me, Jack, whose highlight was that?
That was McKinnon.
McKinnon, okay. I thought it was, but it was Joniak on the call, so it confused me. So Jerick McKinnon has been ruled out for the Chiefs. They're dealing with some issues, but Pacheco set to return, so you get Pacheco in your lineup, you keep McKinnon out, obviously. He's been a nice little player back again in late in the year like he was last year, but he's already been ruled out, so not going to be available for the Chiefs, even though he scored a touchdown the last couple weeks. So that means that you ride with Pacheco. I don't feel good about using Clyde Edwards-Helaire this week if you've been leaning on him the last couple.
Hurts is back. Hurts looking downfield. Hurts is going deep. Backing up. Devontae Smith. Touchdown! Devontae Smith wide open.
Devontae Smith did not practice much this week, but good news is he was removed from the injury report, so he'll be back and ready to roll, it sounds like, for the Eagles Monday afternoon as they take on the Giants in that 3:30 Christmas Day affair at the Link. And I believe, finally, Jack, one more highlight to roll here.
Stomping the snap, back to throw Love. Quick slant left side, caught at the 5 and rolling into the end zone for a touchdown. It's Jaden Reed, touchdown Packers.
All right, so not a whole lot of clarity for Jaden Reed. He's dealing with the turf toe, so we'll have to wait for the 10:30 inactives. Although I don't love the toe injury for a wide receiver, I will be very clear about that one. That always scares me a little bit, so I'd probably be looking elsewhere for wide receiver options. Christian Watson still listed as doubtful for the Packers with that hamstring injury. And Dontavian Wicks actually listed as questionable as well, but he's expected to play for the Packers. And I think he may have an increased role with Jaden Reed banged up with that turf toe. So don't really love a lot of the Packers receiving options this week. Jaden Reed would be the guy you'd want to start. But again, that toe injury does scare me just a little bit. And then finally, we do not need to run the highlight, Jack. I'll just update the folks. Cole Kmet for the Bears. He is expected to go overnight. That was the latest word from Ian Rappaport. So good news for Bears fans and Cole Kmet fantasy owners out there, as he's expected to be available for the Bears today against the Cardinals. All right, there you go. There are all the key injury news. And wow, I'm surprised. Full phone lines on a Christmas Eve. Lots of people have made it to the semifinals. So we will take your calls next. I am Jeff Meller here on The Fantasy Football Show.
The Fantasy Football Show is back with the guru of fantasy football, Jeff Meller.
He's listed as questionable.
Questionable. What does that mean? No one knows what that means.
Dial us up at 312-332-ESPN.
I mean, they know if they're playing. They know. They should tell us.
That's 312-332-3776. This is The Fantasy Football Show on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000 and 100.3 HD2.
Happy holidays from ESPN Chicago and me. Hopefully you're rocking around the Christmas tree tonight. Assuming, of course, you celebrate Christmas. If you do not, happy holidays anyway. I hope you are enjoying the festive time of year. I am Jeff Meller. This is the Fantasy Football Show here on ESPN 1000, taking your calls every Sunday morning during the football season from 7 to 8 a.m. As I was running through the highlights, I flipped over to my call screener and was a little surprised. Full phone lines on Christmas Eve. So thank you for celebrating the holidays with me. I do appreciate all the hardcore listeners out there waking up on a Christmas Eve morning with me. I do truly appreciate you guys. So thanks for hanging out with us. It's been over a decade now talking fantasy football with you here on ESPN 1000. Again, remember, you can always tweet at me. I'm at Jeff underscore Meller. That's M-E-L-L-E-R. And I will do my best to answer your questions as long as you get them in before 11 a.m. I'm usually pretty good about answering them on X. So do your best, though. I will advise, it is Christmas Eve. I do think I have to run out and pick up some groceries for the fam as we're hosting. So I may be less responsive on a normal Sunday than I normally am. So just that's a little heads up. If your best way to get through is to call me today right now until 8 o'clock. All right, let's get things started with Ali, who is in Rogers Park. Ali, good morning. What is up, my friend? You are the first caller here on Christmas Eve. What's up, bud?
Good morning, Jeff. Thanks so much for taking my call. Happy holidays to you and your family.
You as well, Ali.
All right, so I'm in a little bit of a perplexed situation here. I have a question at flex, and then I needed some help at wide receiver too, because I have I had Michael Pittman, and I actually had him in the lineup, and then I didn't check the inactives until later, and then I had George Pickens on my bench.
Oh, that, listen, yeah, a lot. I get it.
Yeah.
So what do we got? What do we got? What are we rolling with, Molly?
So we got flex. I need one of these three: Javonte Williams, Darren Waller, or DeAndre Swift. Not really a fan of Swift after he left me a goose egg. Not a goose egg, but not really a lot to work with on Monday. And then any option, I have, Jaden Reed started right now. Any other option you could give me on the waiver wire? I could try to get all my wide receivers, Jamar Chase, Keenan Allen, they're all injured. So I
like the Javonte Williams call, Ali. And the one thing I'll say is, it's tough. Again, I don't love using him with the turf toe. Here's what I'll do. Tweet at me a screenshot of the best players on your waiver wire, and I could sort through a little bit in more detail offline. But obviously, I'd go Javonte of your options in the flex there, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you so much, man.
Thank you, man.
Appreciate
no problem. Happy holidays to you, Ali. Let's move on here and say good morning to Tom, who is in Bridgeport. Tommy, what's up?
Hey, Jeff, how you doing? Happy fantasy.
Happy fantasy.
I need two of these four, Jeff. Tony, non-PPR, Tony Pollard, Nico Collins. I throw Josh Downs in there. And who else do I have there? Ingram, the tight end from Jacksonville.
And then you also have Likely, too, right? Isaiah Likely, Tom?
I could pick him up, yes.
Oh, okay. Yes. All right. So, it's tough. Non-PPR, not as valuable. Ingram, that is. I'm definitely still using Tony Pollard. You know, I know it's been a frustrating season for sure.
Okay, yeah.
But of those guys, you know, I still got to roll with him. And then I think I personally would go with Josh Downs now that Pittman's been ruled out. I think that's your best move.
Better option. You know.
Yeah. I mean, Nico Collins with Case Keenum, not quite sure what I'm getting. I think Josh Downs is going to see more, you know, an increased role without Michael Pittman now. So I'd go with they'll go with Downs there.
Downs and Pollard.
Yep. That's who I'd go. All right. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it.
Have great holidays. Thank you.
You too. Thank you. All right. 312-332-3776. That's how Scott in Maryville got in. Scotty, how you doing, my friend?
I'm good, my man. Hope you have a good holiday and Christmas and everything. I got a real simple. It's two tight ends and it's full PPR. Usually I play Sam Laporta. I mean, he's a stud. It's just this week, I do have Trey McBride, and I've had him on my bench as a backup. And again, I keep playing Sam Laporta. I played him last week. He did great.
Yeah.
like, you know, you get that feeling where you're like, is my stud going to reproduce another 30-point game? Or is Trey McBride, who's got a good matchup? I heard Marquise Brown is out. So I don't know if this would be the week to maybe play McBride or just stick with Laporta. And you know what I mean? I can't – they're both good tight ends. And yes, normally, like I say, I play Laporta. He's the better. Mm-hmm. But it's such a good matchup. And the Cardinals, I don't feel like they have much to go to. And he got 10 catches last week.
Yeah.
But
listen, I completely get that gut feeling. You see your guy score 3 touchdowns, you know, the previous week. It's like, okay, there's no way in the world that's happening again. That's just, you know, the probability is very low that he's going to go off like he did. But, you know, certainly a score or two is not out of the question. I do feel like, you know, in Minnesota, Jared Goff, I don't feel as good with him on the road, even though it's indoors. The way I feel about it, though, Scott, I think the Lions are more likely to, you know, score 3 or 4 touchdowns this week. So I think if Laporta gets one of them, your week is made. But I get what your thought process is. I think McBride's floor is going to be a little bit higher than Laporta. So if you want to play the safety, I'm with you. I think McBride has proven, look, he was drafted in the second round. He's a very athletic pass catcher. I mean, he's a physical freak. I mean,
the other thing, like you say with, you know, Detroit's going to score. I feel that too. But the thing with Detroit is there's a lot of guys who can score.
No, absolutely.
With Carolina, it's like, what, James Conner and what? Yeah. McBride, and you know, I would say Brown, but again, Brown is out, so I was just wondering if maybe McBride would be more of a target. But
yeah, I think you're like, I can't guarantee Laporta doesn't score a touchdown, but I'm with you. I think McBride's a better bet, especially in your format with PPR. I'm in agreement there that, you know, like, listen, I don't, you know, this is the thing I always say to people, I can't predict the future, right? So we're kind of going off, but I think McBride has proven that he's the Cardinals' top pass catcher, even if Marquise Brown is healthy, right? He, at this point, what more do you need to see from him? So I'm sure the Bears are very aware of that. Like, they've been watching film the last couple of weeks, and especially if you look over since Kyler Murray has returned, McBride has really taken off. But Laporta
could be a focus of
yes.
Yeah, so that too. Okay, maybe.
So no, I just think Laporta. I think PPR floor, McBride's the better bet. You know, so, you know, I think safety, I'm perfectly fine going with McBride in that scenario, but you can't lose with Laporta either. He's, you know, he's proven he's one of the best tight ends in football, and for fantasy purposes, you know, you can't go wrong. And PPR though, I'm fine playing McBride. Just don't get overly frustrated if Laporta scores that touchdown, because then he may end up having the better week, you know, but it's hard to bet on touchdowns.
Okay. Well, hey, I appreciate it a lot. Have a good Christmas. Take care.
You too, Scott. Thanks for calling. 312-332-3776. That's how you jump in. Scott drops off. That leaves a line open for you. Taking your calls on the Fantasy Football Show this morning here on ESPN 1000.
You're listening to The Fantasy Football Show with Jeff Mellor.
Jeff Mellor.
Presented by Tullamore Dew on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
What says Christmas better than a afternoon full of football, right? Am I right? I know everybody's looking forward to spending their Christmas Eve that way. Listen, don't forget the spirit of the season. Enjoy your family with the football. I promise you they will be much happier if you give them at least 50% of your attention today and tomorrow. Gideon tweeted at me. He said, "You sound sick." And I don't think that's in a good way. He was picking up on the fact that I am clearly congested. I'm doing the show from home, so I do apologize if I don't sound the way I normally do, of course, because I am fighting the virus that was ravaging the entire ESPN 1000 staff, it seems, the last couple weeks. So I'm bouncing back a little bit, feeling better today, but I am hopped up on the residual effects of an evening sleep of NyQuil, ibuprofen, all that good stuff. So I do apologize if I don't sound nearly as good as I usually do, because I clearly am not feeling at my best, but just trying to power through it and give you the best fantasy football advice that I can. So again, my apologies for the sound. If it's not up to snuff, bear with me as I try and power through it. Let's go on out to Elkhorn, Wisconsin, and say happy holidays to Dave. What's going on, Dave?
Merry Christmas to you and your family and all the ESPN staff, and thank you for being here this morning.
No problem. My pleasure, Dave.
I have a bad quarterback problem with losing Stroud and Herbert, so I'm kind of like down to the waiver quarterbacks for my starter today. I do have Mullins on my team right now. And who would you go? I could have a chance at these three other quarterbacks possibly on waivers. Heinicke, Tannehill, Mullins, or Bryce Young?
I think Heinicke is my initial gut feeling there. You know, don't necessarily, you know, I don't want anything to do with Bryce Young. He's got nothing to work with. So, you know, even if it's the Green Bay, you know, Green Bay defense is beat up a little bit, but I don't want anything to do with him. I don't trust him. And I guess, you know, Nick Mullins is a backup quarterback, and if things go sideways at all on him, there could be a quick hook as well, right? So don't feel good about that. I think Heinicke's going to be given the opportunity to play out this game just because Desmond Ritter has been so bad. So I think Taylor Heinicke, we've seen he's got a lot of weapons to work with in Atlanta. So of those options, I think Heinicke is the play at home there, Dave.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. Happy
holidays. No problem. You too. 312-332-3776. That's how you get in. CJ in Shanahan.
Good morning, what's up, Jeff? CJ?
How you doing?
Oh, sorry about that, Jeff.
No worries.
Our question for Isaiah Likely or Romeo Dobbs?
Yeah, you know, I like what Likely's been doing the last couple weeks. I know it's a tougher matchup, but I think the Ravens are not going to get away from using Isaiah Likely. Don't know if the touchdown's going to be there for him this week, but I definitely like what they've been doing with him. He's kind of stepped into the Mark Andrews role and produced pretty close to what you'd expect from Andrews the last couple weeks. So I definitely like Likely over Dobbs, CJ.
All right, thanks, Seth. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
You too. You too, CJ. Merry Christmas to your family as well. Chris is in Burbank. Christoph, what's up, my friend?
Good morning. First of all, Merry Christmas to you, your crew, your whole family, and thanks for being on the air to helping us at these semifinal lineups.
No problem. Thanks, Chris. Thanks for the kind words.
I actually have a bit of a problem here. I have four players, and I know they say start your studs, but they all been studs when I have them available. So I have two spots available. PPR league, I have Justin Jefferson, Jonathan Taylor, Isaiah Pacheco, or Jahmyr Gibbs.
Yeah, that is a nice problem to have indeed, Chris. So PPR, I'm not using Justin Jefferson. He's a no-brainer for me, not even a question. So I'm using Justin Jefferson. And then of your other options there, I'm in PPR, Pacheco, not as valuable. It comes down to Taylor versus Gibbs for me. And the Atlanta Falcons as a defense have really struggled to stop the run without Zach Moss. I didn't mention him at the top, but he's been ruled out for the Colts. So I think it clears the runway pretty nicely for Jonathan Taylor to have a pretty big day. I was actually also answering someone on Twitter who was asking me my confidence level in Jonathan Taylor. And it was the Mad Hatter, Pat, was hitting me up on Twitter, and he was asking me my confidence level on Jonathan Taylor. And I said, look, it's a hand injury, right? He was dealing with the broken thumb. He's returning. He had surgery. He was completely removed from the injury report. So as much confidence as I can have in a guy returning from injury, it's no leg issues, no knee issues. You know, that's good for a running back. So I'm sure he's going to be able to handle the ball just fine. So I really like the opportunity for Jonathan Taylor today, Chris. So I know Jahmyr Gibbs is explosive, but when it's Taylor versus Gibbs, that's a great problem to have. And, you know, with David Montgomery kind of the goal line back for the Lions, I would use Taylor over Gibbs today.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate your call. Let's try Mike, who is in Valparaiso this morning. Mikey, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Miller. Thanks for taking my call. Merry Christmas to you and your family, and hope you get to feeling better.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I played Kamara and James Cook already, so I'm really needing to maximize my points here. And I have Jonathan Taylor, which you just kind of touched on, and Bijan Robinson. Same game.
Yeah, you know, and exactly, I know you're Bijan obviously is, you know, intriguing, but after what we've seen, Arthur Smith, I don't know how we can count on anything. Tyler Allgeier actually outsnapped him last week, so that makes it pretty easy. I'm going with Jonathan Taylor in that one. I think he sees more touches. Maybe he doesn't catch as many passes. That's probably the only reason you're even on the fence about it, if I had to guess, right? It's the fact that Bijan occasionally can catch more passes, but honestly, I guess we don't know, you know, how the thumb will prevent Taylor in the passing game, but I'm sure he should be fine. I don't want the headache of relying on Bijan Robinson at this point. There's no confidence in Arthur Smith to use him correctly. So I'd go with Jonathan Taylor, Mike.
I agree. Thanks a lot, Miller.
All right.
Christmas.
You too. Let's slide in one more before we take a quick timeout. Let's try Garrett, who's in Elgin. Gee, what's up, my man?
Hey, what's going on? So here's my, my question. I actually, originally had it down to Likely or Gus Edwards in PPR, but I also just saw that Foreman's likely out. I have Rashawn Johnson, and also I picked up DeMario Douglas. So which one of those would you play in PPR?
Yeah, you know, same thing. Don't have the crystal ball in front of me giving me the future here, but I like Likely over Gus Edwards. I'll admit, if they get inside the five, that is where Gus Edwards makes his money for you. So he's going to be, especially without, I didn't mention it because it ruled him out, but Keaton Mitchell obviously is done for the year with that nasty injury he suffered last Sunday night. So that does give Gus Edwards maybe a few more touches, but I like the way they've been using Likely. And so I think in the PPR format, I lean him over Gus Edwards, Garrett.
All right, cool. Thanks, man.
All right. Thank you. All right. Still full phone lines locked in here and ready to go. So we got 15 minutes. I'll get through as many as I can. And then, of course, don't forget, we've got your local pregame coverage for Bears and Cardinals starting today at 11 a.m. with Chris Bleck and Tyler Aki in for Adam Abdallah. I'm Jeff Meller. This is the Fantasy Football Show.
The Fantasy Football Show with the guru of fantasy football, Jeff Meller. Dial us up at 312-332-ESPN. That's 312-332-3776. This is the Fantasy Football Show on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000 and 100.3 HD2.
Things out here in week 16 of the Fantasy Football Show. I am Jeff Meller. Jack McGrath back at the shop holding down the fort as I broadcast from home today on Christmas Eve. He just hit me up with a real head scratcher. He's got Jaden Reed, also can turn to Dontavian Wicks and Noah Brown. And I didn't give to him. I was perplexed during the break as we were talking it through. I think Jack, I never gave him an answer, so I'm giving it to him on air right now. I go with Jaden Reed as long as he's active, and if he's not, they're both the noon games. If he's not, I would turn to Noah Brown. I don't trust Dontavian Wicks enough to leave it up to him in your semifinals matchup, so I'd go with Reed as long as he's active. But that's good note for all the listeners out there. If you're waiting on Jaden Reed, make sure you go ahead and check the inactives when they roll in around 10:30 today. Packers and Panthers in that one noon kickoff. All right. Let's try and get through as many as we can here before we wrap things up at 8 o'clock on ESPN 1000. Let's try Isaac, who is in Denver. Ike, my man, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Jeff. Thanks for taking my call. Love your show.
No problem. My pleasure.
Hope you start feeling better. Hey, just a quick quarterback one. Got Sam Howell or Gardner Minshew. Howell's been pretty good, but lately he's struggled, and he's playing against the Jets too.
Yeah, and I think him being pulled for Jacoby Brissett, if he plays or struggles at all, is very much in the cards. And use, as you just mentioned, the Jets, that is a brutal matchup. Probably, you know, that's the worst secondary in the league to go up against. So I would roll with Gardner Minshew and feel pretty good in that choice over Howell. I wouldn't worry about it. So I'd go with Minshew, Isaac.
Awesome. Love it, Jeff. Have a Merry Christmas and get better.
Thanks, buddy. You too. I do think I'm turning the corner, feeling better this morning than I have the last couple of days. So Tom is in Indy. Tom, you have a quarterback question?
I do, Jeff. Happy holidays. I'm stuck between the cleared concussion protocol of Trevor Lawrence and then Nick Mullins. I do have Justin Jefferson as well. Keep that in mind.
I definitely am going to go with Lawrence over Mullins, Tom. The one thing I'll say is just make sure you have somewhere to pivot in the event that, you know, because there's a 3 o'clock kick. Just make, like I said, I expect Lawrence to play, but like as I mentioned earlier with that Michael Pittman situation, concussions a little bit tricky and a 3 o'clock kickoff. Just make sure there's somebody, anybody you can turn to for, you know, Lawrence in case he couldn't. Even if it's CJ Beathard, I'd rather take the risk on Lawrence, you know, as opposed to, you know, going with Nick Mullins. So that's the way I would go, Tom.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Appreciate it.
Thank you, buddy. You too. Let's try Mike, who's in McHenry. Mikey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's
Mike?
Up, Jeff? How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Hey, I need a running back and a flex out of Ty Chandler, DeAndre Hopkins, Chuba Hubbard, or Javonte Williams.
So I think Ty Chandler, Alexander Madison's going to be back, but there's already reports from Tom Pelissero that he's not going to be 100%. And after what we saw from Ty Chandler last week, I don't see any reason why the Vikings won't ride him pretty heavily. And against that Detroit defense, you know, there's opportunities that should be there for him. So I definitely like Ty Chandler. You know, Javonte Williams, the problem with him is just that he's really not scored many touchdowns this year. They basically, Sean Payton likes to let Russell Wilson throw the ball when they get near the goal line. It's been effective for him. So I'd go Ty Chandler. And I think with Ryan Tannehill likely to start for the Titans today, I think I'd go with DeAndre Hopkins in the PPR format.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks a lot. Happy holidays.
Thank you. You too, Mike. Appreciate the call. Let's try Diane, who is on the south side. Di. What's going on?
Hi.
How are you? Good.
Many, many, many year listener. So my Sundays revolve around your show. So.
Oh, Diane, you're too kind. Thank you for being a loyal listener.
Ready down 18-2 and still have to go up against McCaffrey, Kelsey, Metcalf, and White. So I need one of these defenses, San Francisco or Indy. I expect San Francisco to be a high-scoring game. That's why I'm even looking at Indy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get it. But I don't think San Francisco is going to give up so many points that it will be, you know, devastating to you no matter what. So that's where, in that situation, I want to bet on the playmakers. Guys like, they've got just a wicked defensive front. So I think the opportunities for Lamar to make some mistakes will be there. So I'd still go with the San Francisco defense. And that what was your other one, Diane?
And the running backs, I need three out of the four. I got Etchane, Kenneth Walker, Chuba Hubbard, and
Etienne. Was Etienne the other one?
Etienne. Thank
okay.
you.
Yeah, no problem. That's why we screen them, just in case people, you know, it slips their mind. No problem, Dan. I think Kenneth Walker, Etienne, and Achan in that order would be my choice. So hopefully it is a daunting matchup, it looks like, for you, Diane, but hopefully you can come out on top. Let's see. Let's try Michael, who is in Atlanta. Mike, what's up, my friend?
How's it going, Jeff? Thanks for taking my call. Hope you get better soon.
Thanks, man.
Hey, I got a twist to my question. I need one running back out of the 3.5-point PPR in between Zeke, Aaron Jones, and Ty Chandler. But my caveat is I do have Tyreek Hill, and if he doesn't play for some reason in that 4 o'clock slot, I wouldn't want to throw one of them into the flex.
I'm sorry. Give who are the options instead of Tyreek Hill? You kind of lost me there, Mike.
I'm sorry. I got Zeke. I need one running back. I got
one,
Zeke.
Okay.
Aaron Jones, and I got Ty Chandler. But the caveat is I got Tyreek Hill in the flex. And if he doesn't play,
Yes.
Then
you. We're coming up in the 2 minute warning.
This is the 2 minute warning.
And that'll take us to the 2 minute warning.
So I think Tyreek Hill is worth waiting on no matter what, right? Like you want that. And I think he's going to play. It sounds like everything we've heard from Mike McDaniel, it sounds like he's going to play. So I think he's worth waiting on. I definitely want to use. So who would be your option if Tyreek Hill can't go, Michael? That's my question, I guess.
Right. So that's the problem. I'm slim pickers. I don't have Elliot. Any options.
Yeah, yeah. So start, yeah. I would start Ty Chandler for sure. And then, you know, in gotcha. The event that Tyreek Hill can't go, just pivot to Zeke Elliott. Okay.
Gotcha. Appreciate it, Jeff.
All right. No have problem, Michael. Christmas. You too. All right. I will quickly run through these. As you heard, the 2 minute warning there. Actually, we're later than that. So Don in Warrenville wanted to know Kyler Murray or Gardner Minshew. I'd go with Kyler Murray against the beloved today. Unfortunately, I like his chances a little bit. Dave in Lockport wanted to know he's got Ty Chandler or Isaiah Likely. I'd use Ty Chandler there, Dave. Ken in Beverly said Devin Singletary or James Conner. I'd roll with Devin Singletary and the Texans. Mike in Orland Park had Bijan Robinson, Fred Taylor, or Raheem Mostert in a PPR. I'd go Taylor 1, Mostert 2 there, Mike. And then finally, Mikey in Lombard said Bijan Robinson, Jahmyr Gibbs, Zeke Elliott, or Jaden Reed. I'd go Gibbs 1, Bijan Robinson 2 there, Mike. All right, folks, that does it for me. Thanks for listening. Back next week with your championship edition of the Fantasy Football Show. Thanks to Jack McGrath back at the shop. Back later with your Bears post on ESPN 1000.
That does it for the Fantasy Football Show today, presented by Tullamore Dew and brought to you in part by ETI School of Skilled Trades. But don't miss more of Jeff Meller later today on the Bears postgame show, 2 hours after the Bears game ends. And next week, when the Fantasy Football Show returns every Sunday at 7 a.m. on ESPN Chicago and the ESPN Chicago app.